Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
You probably have heard preachers speak about false prophets, unless you attend a church where just about anything goes. In that case, the only negative sermons would be directed at those who refuse to embrace modern religious pluralism. In other words, many preachers and church members are open to everything except to those who are not open to everything. The inclusivistic preachers and church members claim to be so tolerant, so loving, and so understanding. But if you challenge their beliefs and actions, they will turn on you with vengeance and vitriol. They pretend to love everybody, but that does not include fundamentalists, evangelicals, and other conservative people. Consistency, as you can readily see, is not one of their major passions. Most Bible writers were deeply concerned about false prophets because they knew the damage to God's people and even to unbelievers such prophets can do. The Apostle Peter reminds us, "But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." 2 Peter 2:1. There is much in this one verse which deserves our attention. But I want to dwell today on the idea of false prophets. God revealed to Moses that a great prophet would arise among the Jewish people. Please listen carefully. "The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken, according to all that you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord your God, neither let me see the great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise up unto them a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." Deuteronomy 18:15-18. This was very valuable material, both for the ancient Israelites and for us. But there is a question I need to ask about this promise of a prophet. How could the Israelites know if the prophet were a true prophet or a pretender? Incidentally, that was the question God knew the Israelites would ask. "And if you say in your heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?" Deuteronomy 18:21. God did not want his people to swallow hook, line, and sinker whatever some man who called himself a prophet might teach. So he gave them a standard they could use for judging. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing followed not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy 18:22. The word presumptuously means the prophet was merely expressing his own opinion. It did not come from God and was not worth hearing. Peter affirmed that there were false prophets among the people, meaning among the Israelites. Did some of the prophets actually speak from their own hearts and not as God had instructed them? Ezekiel prophesied during the Babylonian exile. He warned the Israelites about false prophets. "And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God." Ezekiel 13:9-10. What an absolute shame that false prophets have so often led God's people astray. Thank you, and may God bless you.